WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful people. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and if you're anything like me, then sometimes that little voice in your head whispers, it's not good enough. It has to be perfect. And let me tell you, that voice can become a total buzzkill, right? Today, we're diving deep into the world of perfectionism. Ever felt like you're constantly running on this treadmill of trying to achieve an impossible standard? You know, that feeling when you spend hours crafting the perfect Instagram post, agonizing over every detail, but still feel like it's not quite there. That's the grip of perfectionism. And trust me, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with highlight reels and flawless appearances. It can be seriously tempting to buy into that narrative. But here's the truth bomb. True happiness and fulfillment don't come from striving for an impossible ideal. They come from embracing our imperfections and celebrating the beautiful messiness of life. So, let's break down some game-changing strategies to help you ditch the perfectionism trap and unlock a whole new level of freedom and joy. Ready? Let's do this. First up, recognize that perfection is a myth. Like, totally made up. There's no such thing as perfect. Even those flawless people you see on social media have their struggles. They're just really good at hiding them behind carefully curated filters and captions. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, everyone messes up, and that's okay. It's part of the human experience. Next, shift your focus from outcomes to the process. Instead of obsessing over the end result, try to savor each step along the way. Find joy in the journey, in learning, in growing, even in the inevitable stumbles. Think about it. Wouldn't you rather be engrossed in the creative act itself, rather than stressing about whether or not the final product will meet some arbitrary standard? Speaking of standards, challenge those inner critics. When that voice starts whispering those negative things, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why are we so harsh on ourselves? Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would extend to someone you care about. Remember, you're worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Now, let's talk about setting realistic expectations. It's awesome to have goals, but make sure they're achievable and aligned with your values. Don't set yourself up for failure by trying to do too much at once. Break down big tasks into smaller, more manageable steps and celebrate each milestone along the way. Small wins add up to big victories. Finally, remember to practice self-care. This is non-negotiable. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, take a break, do something you enjoy, and recharge your batteries. Whether it's going for a walk, reading a good book, or taking a relaxing bath, make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. You deserve it. You know, I remember when I was younger, I used to get so caught up in trying to be perfect. It consumed me. I missed out on opportunities, stressed myself out unnecessarily, and honestly, wasn't very happy. But then I had this realization. Life's too short to live in a constant state of striving. I started focusing on the process, celebrating my wins, big or small, and giving myself permission to make mistakes. It was liberating. Suddenly, I felt more relaxed, more confident, and way more fulfilled. And guess what? The world didn't implode because I wasn't perfect. In fact, it was probably a lot better because I was finally being my authentic self. So how about you? What's one thing you can do today to start embracing imperfection? Maybe it's letting go of that need for control in a certain situation or giving yourself permission to say no more often. It could be as simple as acknowledging that you're doing your best and that's enough. Remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you are perfectly imperfect. And that's the beauty of it all. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of encouragement. Leave a review if it resonated with you. Your feedback helps others find this podcast. And most importantly, remember to keep hacking those dopamine receptors and living your best life. See you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.